That's it.
There's the house. I found America's top models.
Are you sure?
Look, on the roof, Anaïs and Giselle are sunbathing.
European style.
You can recognize people on Google Earth?
Of course not. I got a buddy of mine at NORAD to have a spy drone fly over.
NORAD? You're using military aircraft?
It was already targeted to poke around a nuclear reactor in Siberia. I took it an hour out of its way, tops.
Okay, where is he?
Sheldon, I just dropped him off at the comic book store. Why?
Here, try and go online.
Any problem with the Wi-Fi?
No, just try.
Greetings, hamburger toucher. You are probably wondering why you cannot IM with your little friends about how much you heart various things. Well, this recorded message is alerting you that I am putting an end to your parasitic piggybacking upon our Wi-Fi. If you want to remedy the situation, you can contact the phone company, set up your own Wi-Fi and pay for it, or you may apologize to me.
Well?
I reiterate, knuckle under.
Oh, no, 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 no. It is on. I am going to introduce your friend to a world of hurt.
Oh, Penny, you don't want to get into it with Sheldon. The guy is one lab accident away from being a supervillain.
I don't care. I was in junior rodeo. I can hog tie and castrate him in 60 seconds.
No need to neuter the nerd. I can get you back online.
There, see? Problem solved.
Voila.
Hello, puny insects. As a consequence of your efforts to circumvent my will, everyone is awarded one additional strike.
Thanks a lot, Howard.
What are you complaining about? I'm the one who has to take the class again.
Oh. Hello.
Time to do your laundry, huh?
Saturday night. Saturday is laundry night.
I know. Every Saturday at 8:15. Easy to anticipate.
What are you implying?
I'm implying that you're a creature of habit. And if something were to prevent you from doing your laundry on Saturday at 8:15, you might find it unpleasant. Knuckle under my ass. Oh, no. Are all the machines taken? What are you gonna do?
No problem. I'll just do my laundry another night.
Another night? Well, I guess you can try, but deep inside your heart, you'll know that laundry night is always Saturday night.
Woman, you are playing with forces beyond your ken.
Yeah, well, your ken can kiss my Barbie.
Yes?
Where are my clothes?
Your clothes?
Yes, I left them in the washers, and when I went down to get them, they were gone.
Really? Despite the sign that says, do not leave laundry unattended?
Sheldon, where are my clothes?
You know, I do recall seeing some female undergarments. Where was that? Oh, yes. Earlier this evening, I happened to gaze out the window, and a brassiere caught my eye. Do those look familiar?
How the hell did you get above on that telephone wire?
When you understand the laws of physics, Penny, anything is possible. And may I add, moi ha ha.
Get them down.
Apologize.
Never.
Well, then may I suggest you get a very long stick and play panty pinata.
Gotten way out of hand. Okay, I've done some stupid things, you've done some stupid things. How about we just call it even and move on with our lives?
I've done no stupid things.
Look, you've got to meet me halfway here.
I am meeting you halfway. I'm willing to concede that you've done some stupid things.
Hey, you guys are talking again. Good. What happened?
Leonard, remember when I said it was on? Well, now it's Junior Rodeo on.
Oh, not Junior Rodeo.
What did you do?
I had no choice, Leonard. She ruined laundry night.
Aww.
Mwah ha ha.
Telephone wires can't electrocute you, can they?
No. Look, this has to stop.
Oh, no, no, no. It is just beginning.
All right. I really didn't want to do this, but... Here.
What's this?
It's Sheldon's kryptonite.
Oh, my God.
You can never know that I gave that to you.
Look, I said I wanted to hurt him, but this?
It will shorten the war by 5 years and save millions of lives.
Oh, was it? That's it. Confirmed. We now have the address of the top model house.
God bless you, Google Street View registered trademark.
Okay, for the record, what you guys are doing is really creepy.
You know what? If it's creepy to use the internet, military satellites, and robot aircraft to find a house full of gorgeous young models so that I can drop in on them unexpectedly, then fine, I'm creepy.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah, hold on a second. I'll get him. Sheldon, it's for you.
Who is it?
Your mother.
Oh, good. Hi, Mom. How are you? But, Mom... She keeps sitting in my spot. And she touched my food. Okay, yes, I took her clothes, but she started it. No, that's not fair. Why should I have to apologize? Now, I really don't think this is the kind of thing Jesus concerns himself with. No, you're right. I don't really know what Jesus thinks about. All right! Goodbye. Did you tell on me?
Are you kidding me? I already have 2 strikes.
Penny. 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 I am very, very sorry for what I have done. Here's your laundry. I rescind your strikes, and you are no longer banished.
Can I sit wherever I want? No. Never mind. That's not important. Sheldon, this was big of you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good night, Sheldon.
Penny?
Yes?
Well played.
Thank you.
Just remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Understood. Can I help you?
Yes, we're here to fix the cable.
I think we have satellite.
That's what I meant.
Oh. Okay, come on in.
She's taller than all the women in my family combined.
What do we do now?
Follow Mrs. Wallowitz.